So the two versions of what Rabbi said, on the level of deraisa, if a man gives a get to his wife al hatanai, and the kiyum hatanai becomes fulfilled by oinus, the Gemara is clear that on the level of deraisa, it's not a valid get. The kiyum hatanai doesn't count, the get is no good. And with the Rabbanon, the two versions of what Rabbi said, so on base, on the base, 15 lines from the top, after the two dots, you have Amar Rabbi, then you get Nein Okein. Amukasav Rabba ain't in this begitten that it's midi rabbanon the gemara avkinu rabbanon kedusha mina. Then ikadi amri about the 12 lines on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Second version was that Rabba said no v'chem lein yegitten the yesh tainus in this begitten, and that's a discussion that Tosis has which lashon should be passed on. Like, yeah, why is it min haTorah yesh tainus in this begitten? So Rav Baruch Ber in his sefer on Ksubas points out that there are two ways to understand why this is the case. So Rashi, on the fourth line from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes the pasuk "V'lanayra l'sasa dover." Someone mentioned yesterday that's what the Gemara in the Dorim quotes that pasuk "V'lanayra l'sasa dover." If the kiyum atanai took place be'oynes, the Gemara quotes the pasuk "V'lanayra l'sasa dover." And then Rav Baruch Ber points out that there's a Rambam, and the Rambam quotes that Gemara, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. He quotes it's Perek Yutes, Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says that we, like we said, Benedorim Halacha Chalosh Miliyodim. If you're trying to establish what is included in the Neder, what's not included, so it depends on the Loshen, whatever Loshen Miliyodim is. So the Gemara said the same is true. The Gemara in the Dorm says, just like Benedorim Halacha Chalosh Miliyodim, if you wrote a shtar and you have conditions in the shtar, tenoim in the shtar, so also halocha chalosh miyam. You interpret a tenai according to losh miyadim, and you interpret a shtar according to losh miyadim. What does it mean? So that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yutes and Hilchas Mechira, halocha hey and halocha vav. He says any tenai in mamon omdim das hamasna. You have to make an umdira. What did he mean with this tenai? So here, a person certainly, if a person gives a get ala tenai, why is he giving his wife a get? Because the wife is complaining, you're never home, you're always, right after Havdalah, you go, you run, you take a plane, and then you guys say, I never spend any time with you, she wants companionship. So the husband says, if I don't come back before Shabbos, I raise a gita. He means if I'm getting to you, if I won't show that I love you. But then he calls her up on the phone on Monday night, he says, I'm finished doing all of my business in Mexico, I want to come back, but there's an airline strike, I can't come back. So it's clearly, that's not what he meant. We don't, based on the Loshem of the Adam. He meant, Im Labasi, Mikan, Vad Yud, Beis Chodesh, if I don't come back within a year, I don't come back before Shabbos. I raise a Gittich, it means if I'll be negligent, if I won't show you that I love you, that he did show he loves you. He calls on the phone, apologizes he can't come. So the Pashto says that there would be two reasons why you should say, Min HaTorah, Yesh Taina Sein Es Begitin. One is the Gzeres HaKosuv, V'lanayra L'Sas HaDover, and one would be the svara that in umdina that's not what he meant by the time. This may be relevant lamaskana. We'll have to see. May be relevant that you have two different reasons why yesh taina sein es begitten. We'll have to learn the tesis seek the amri. So what was the first lashon of Rava? The rabbanon, even though the get is no good min haTorah, the rabbanon they declare the get is good. What kind of business is habichi yeshkach biachachamim lakadav min haTorah bekum viasei? That's the maskanas habavli tesis quotes. That's Maskanas the Bible in Yivam is Daf Peites, goes on and on and on. Peches, Peites, Daf Sarek, goes on by Riches. So the Bible comes to the Maskana, Yeshkach, Be'al Chacham, Lakadom, and Ator, B'Shei, Be'al Tase, Be'enkach, Be'al Chacham, Lakadom, and Ator, B'Kum, B'Yase. How did the Gemara know that Yeshkach, Lakadom? We know Shmartim as Mishmarti, Asumish Meris, and Mishmarti. That's the Gemara in Yivam is Daf Chof. That the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make a Sei Siog La Torah, to make Harchokas. We're not going to make Harchokas Siog, and we're going to fall in. How do you know that they even have a right to make a Siog Bakiras Domen HaTorah? They're concerned that people should be Mechal Shabbos, that they even have the right to declare that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kirsha. Maybe they only have a right to make a Gzera the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to carry in a Karmelis. You're not allowed to write with your left hand. Even though it's Ayde Shina. Who says that they were authorized? Where does it say in the Chumash they were authorized? Even Yeshkach Be'al Chachamim Lakadov Min HaTorah B'Shei Be'al Tassin, not to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay that's called Kuntres Dibrei Seferim, where he talks about the relationship between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabbanan and Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. He has a lot to say. So in the middle of his essay, he suggests the following. That we have the difficult pasuk in Chumash. In his commentary, he quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei. Even if the Chachamim are making a mistake, and they give an incorrect psak, the psak is binding even when it's an error. So they can't be. That's the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs raises the issue. Opening Mishnah in Hoiri, it says that if the Bez Nogarol Paskins, the Chelev, some kind of Chelev is mutter, and then there's a Talmud who knows that they made a mistake, so it says he's not allowed to listen to the psak of the Bez Nogarol. And in fact, the Yerushalmi on Hoiri says this is derived from the Pasuk, Yomin Esmol, Yemin Shul Yemin, while Smol Shul Smol, the exact same Pasuk, and the drasha is just the reverse. So it sounds like it's a machlekes. That's what some achrayim want to say. Sounds like it's a machlekes hatanoim. Yerushalmi quotes a Tanu who darshins al yimin shulis min, yimin val smol shul smol. And the Sifrei the Rashi and Chumash quotes says al yimin shulis smol val smol shul yimin. So the Ramban is the first one who raises this kasha in his Hasogas on the Sefer Mitzvahs. And at the end of the Shabbos, the Chubis Melamed Lohoyel Barab David Tzvi Hafman, he has a whole essay about this. Most of the volumes of the three volumes of Melamed Lohoyel, they're all printed in one volume now, but the three chalokim, most of them are tshuvas. And at the end of the third chalok, he has a few essays. So one of the essays about this topic, so he quotes the Ramban as the first one to raise the issue, and he quotes several other achrenim who talk about the topic. So he wants a Rabbi David Tzvi Hafman thinks that maybe it's a machloek satanan. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman addresses this issue. How do you deal with this steer? So he thinks that is not a steer. The din in the Mishnah is that the psak is only binding when it's not an error. If someone knows the Bez made a mistake, how can a psak be binding when it's not? You're not allowed to listen if it's wrong. A psak is only binding because we assume that the Talmud Chacham probably got a siyata d'shmaya to paskin properly. But if you know that he made a mistake, you know that he made a beferish mistake against the din, so you're not allowed to follow. What does it mean? I mean shu smol val smol shu yimin. So Rav Chana says he thinks that's what it means. Yesh koch v'yar chachamim v'lakadov min ator b'shev y'al tasim. They have the right to make exer the rabbanon against what it says in the Torah. Not that they made a mistake. Al yimin shu smol val smol shu yimin. They didn't make a mistake. They know knowingly. B'meizid b'miskaven. They tell you it says in the Chumash, you should blow shofar today. With the power vested in us as the rabbis, we tell you don't blow shofar today. Because the Shmartam es Mishmarti, Aseisi Ogla Torah, even Bakira's Dov Menatur. So what's the Shaila? The Gemara raises the question, is it only Bishay Baltas or even Mikumbi Asei? So there is a Taisus. There is a Taisus towards the end of Sanhedrin. The last Perek in Sanhedrin is all Agarata, except for the last three Dafim is all about Ir and Idachas. But next to the last Perek in Sanhedrin, basically the end of the Mesichta, on Daf Tzadik in Sanhedrin. So on Daf Peites in Sanhedrin, right before Perek Chelek, Tosis there has a comment that we have the Pasuk that's quoted. It's the concluding Pasuk, in Chumash Vayikra or in Chumash Bamidbar, that says practically the same thing. There's a slight shina between the two. So the pasuk says, "Ela hachukim hamishpatim ha'taros shetziba Hashem es bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai." Some kind of a lashon like that. So the Gemara says on the first daf in Maseches Megil, Mikan, from this pasuk we derive, "Shein novi rashay l'chadish dov ha'miyato." No novi after Moshe Rabbeinu should be believed. If a novi is going to come along, going to say the Rebbe Shlom changed his mind. Instead of 613 mitzvahs, he has 900 mitzvahs. He added on another few hundred mitzvahs. Or the Novi is going to say, but Shlom decided to take off some of the mitzvahs. So the Pasuk says, only what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Ela ha-chukim ha-mishpatim, sachiv Hashem es Moshe. Only what Moshe Rabbeinu says, ein Novi rasha l'charis dov miyato. No Navi can make a Chiddush. So what's considered a Chiddush? So the Pasuk says, when a Navi comes and he tells me to do something, the Torah's Hirasha, Elof Tishmon, you're obligated to listen to the Navi. And whoever doesn't listen to the Navi, pasuk says, "Anochi ed rosh meimo." There's an einish misa b'dei shemaim. The lamed vav krisos hamuris b'toira. The opening mishnah maseches krisos lists off all of the 36 averes for which the punishment is kares. Then there's a little over 10 averes. The gemara in Sanhedrin and that peidalet quotes a tosefta that lists off elush ed misa. The following averes are punished with misa b'dei shemaim. So one of those that's based on the pasuk in Chumash, Elof Tishmon, is Oibral Divrei Novi. If you don't listen to the Novi. So if the Novi tells me, the Rebbe Shalom wants you to stand on your head now. So I have to stand on my head. If he's a Novi Muchzuk, first I have to say, how do I know that you're a Novi? Maybe he's a Meshugana. Maybe he's making up a story. Maybe he's a liar. Maybe he's crazy. But if he has been established as a Novi Muchzuk, he demonstrated with Nisim, Oisus, and Mofsim, he's a Novi in the past, he doesn't have to, each time he gives a Nevuah, doesn't have to demonstrate again that with new osis and mofsim, if he's been established in the past as a Novi Muchzuk, so then whatever he tells us, he was told this Nevuah, so we're mukhiv to listen to him. So we're mukhiv to listen to the Novi, even if he tells me to violate a din. Let's say there's a pasuk in Sefer Melachim, where the Novi was told he should hit someone else, and he said, I don't want to hit him. So he was punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because that was there's an avera to hit someone. The Navi tells me, I was told, Benavu, you have to smoke a cigar. And I said, I never smoke cigarettes or cigars, not on Shabbos, not on the weekdays. Navi says, I was told, Ahirasha, you have to smoke now a cigar on Shabbos. I have to listen to the Navi. Ahirasha, you have to listen to the Navi. Even Akira's Dovman Ator Bikum, I said, but that's only Ahirasha. So, when is it called Ainavrasha la Chadish Dovam Yata? What's called Chidish? So the Gemara understands, the Chiddush is, if the Novi comes and he says, instead of 613 mitzvahs, there are 900 mitzvahs. Instead of 613, there are 300 mitzvahs. Mikana lahabad, the Rebbe Shalom changes his mind. That's called Chiddush Dovah. So now the Gemara has a pilpul. What if the Novi tells me to violate Anisa deraisa bekum v'yaseh? If the Novi tells me to violate something if the Navi tells me to violate Hilchos Shabbos Lohi Roshua, that's the din you are supposed to listen. Lohi Roshua is not called a Chiddush Dover. It's only called Enovish or Lachadish Dover Meata. It's only considered a Chiddush. If he's Oikah the Mitzvah Lagamre, Abed Azor, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, even Lohi Roshua, you're not allowed to listen to the Navi. But if it's any other Isra other than Abed Azor, so then the Gemara says it depends. If the Navi tells you that the Rabban Shalom Mikana Lahabo, changed his mind that this mitzvah doesn't apply or additional mitzvahs, that's called Chiddush Dover. But if the Navi says Lohi Rasha, you have to listen to the Navi. So the Gemara understood, that's what Tosfos said, the Gemara understood that that pasuk Mikan Shei Navi Rasha L'Chiddush Dover Miata, that Chiddush Dover is not allowed for a Navi, is not restricted only to a Navi, it applies to a Bezin also. The Bezin has power, afilo yimin shu small. Bezin has the authority to tell me even to violate the Inatar. Yeshkarach v'yachachamim lakadov menatar. Not only yeshkarach v'yachachamim to make exer the Rabban, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis, you're not allowed to do a malacha bin mekalkala kalacha yadai de shinui. That's a shmartam es mishmarti. But even yeshkarach v'yacham lakadov menatar. The Chacham authorized even to tell me to violate a din in Torah, not to put on tzitzis and the beggar shall pishdon, not to blow shofar from Rav Shalom Shalchalis b'Shabbos, and the Gershon is garnet Pesach should not bring a korban Pesach. So they have authority. Akira's davening on Torah, and then the Bavli had a deal, and Bavli came to the conclusion that's only b'shei b'altasa. But if it's going to be b'kum v'aseh, in kach b'achachamim laka davening on Torah. Why? I isn't that included? Isn't that included in our Yemin Shu Smol? The answer is no. The other pasuk that says Enovi Rasha L'Chadish Dovah Miyato is not only applicable to the Novi, that it even carries over to the Bezin. No one, we don't allow Chidish Dovah, not for the Novi and not for the Bezin. If the Bezin says to be Mevatla Mitzvah B'Shev Altasa, that they can do L'Doris. But the Bezin says to be Mevatla Mitzvah B'Kum Yaseh L'Doris, that's called the Chidish Dovah. So that they're not allowed to do. So that was the Gemara's Kasha over here. How can Rabbi say a din kavua l'doiris that min haTorah the woman is still an eshes ish? Because the get was given al atanai, and the kim atanai was be'oinus. So the two reasons why min haTorah kim atanai be'oinus is not valid. First is Gzeres HaKasu V'Lanara L'Sasa Dover, and second is because we always interpret the Tanaim based on the Umdinah. What did the person have in mind? He had in mind, if I'll be negligent in my responsibilities to my wife. Over here he wasn't negligent. He was nenas that he wasn't able to come back. So I mean, our Torah to get is not valid. When the Rabbanu, we permit the woman to remarry, how can you leave a din l'doros like that? So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says, that only makes sense if we'll be Kedusha Kesef. Why does it make sense? So we learned yesterday the two totally different explanations. The Rambam apparently learned like Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi, like Rabbi Ben Gershom, because Kedusha Kesef is Torah Shabbal Peh. And this klal ein kach b'yachachamim lakadovim min ha-Torah, the kumbia says only dov min ha-Torah. If it's only a din de Rabbanon, so we say, hey mamr v'hey mamr, the desin can be yoker a dov min de Rabbanon, the kumbia say, that they do have the rights. Even if it's a din de rights, but it's not dov min ha-Torah, it's only Torah Shabbal Peh, so the Rambam understood that that's what the Gemara was driving at. Tenach the Kaddish b'kaspo, because Kedusha Kesef is only Torah Shabbal Peh. That's the opening Rambam. In Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says there are three ways to make Kiddushin. That's the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin. Ishin Niknas b'kesef b'shtar b'biyah. So the Rambam says from the three forms, kesef b'shtar b'biyah, kesef is only Torah Shabbal Peh, and the shtar and the biyah is menator. Why did the Rambam write that? Where did he get it from? So this is the famous line that appears in all of these different sugyas that have the same nusach. Tenach the Kodesh b'kaspa, Kodesh b'biyah, make a memo. Why is Tenach Kodesh b'kaspa? So the Rambam understood, like Bosel Shal Rashi, it doesn't mean that Kiddushi Kesef is only the Rabbanon. That's where Rashi Tainis. How can you be Niskol? How can you give Skila and Anissa the Rabbanon? How can you bring a Chatos Chulam Bazor? Can you bring a Chulam Bazor? No, Kiddushi Kesef is the Raisa, but it's only Torah Shabbal Peh. So there are differences, La Halacha, between Torah Shabbal Chsav and Torah Shabbal Peh. Even though the Torah Shabbal Peh is also the Raisa, there are differences, La Halacha. We mentioned a different occasion, that's the Prima Godim, has a general introduction to Torah Shabbal Peh, they call Psicha Kalelis L'Or HaChaim. So he starts off with that, that there is a machlekes in Gittin, Perakan Izokin, between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Loza, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, whether the Rov Torah is Baal Peh or Rov Torah is Biksav. So he quotes from the Be'er Sheva Masechus Arius, how can there be such a nonsensical machlekes? Of course the Rov Torah is Baal Peh. Look in any library, the 24 Kisri HaKadosh, 24 Sfarim in Tanakh. And the Gemaras with the Mishnais, with the Toseftas, with the Shulchan Aruch, the Rov of Torah is certainly Baal Peh. How can there be a Machlokes? So the Be'er Sheva explains that the Machlokes is regarding dinim that were established based on the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem. Do they have the status of Torah Shebichzav? Do they have the status of Torah Shebaal Peh? Because that's really the bulk of Halacha. But the bulk of the Torah is the dinim that were derived from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem. So then the question begs itself, so what's the difference? Whether Rav Torah is Bechsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh? So the Megadim starts to rattle off, Nafkeminas, that's the beginning, the opening paragraph in the Psicha Kalel. So this is, according to the Kes Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, this is one of the Nafkeminas, La Locha, that Yesh Kerach B'Yar Chacham Laka Torah Shebaal Peh B'Kum B'Yaseh. B'Nen Kerach B'Yar Chacham Laka Dov Min HaTorah, if it's Torah Shebechsav, like Kedushay Kshtar or Kedushay Biyah, that's considered Torah Shebichsav. There we would say, Ein Koach Laka Bikum B'Yaseh. But Yesh Koach Laka, if it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, Yesh Koach Laka Bikum B'Yaseh. So that's how the Rambam understood. Tenech the Kodesh B'Kaspa, because Kedusha Kesef is only Torah Shebaal Peh, so that's not a problem. Tosis learned differently. Tenech the Kodesh B'Kaspa, because you can apply the rule of Hefke Bezna Hefke. So he said, but it's a problem. They're married 25 years. Now all of a sudden, the husband gave a get to his wife, Allah Tanai. The Kemah time took place, Ba'oines. Now all of a sudden, the Bezin declares ex post facto that the ring that he gave his wife 25 years ago was Hefke and the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. You have the ability to do that? That's very questionable. So some want to say that this is Taisus Lushito Sam, that Taisus holds, that Yeshkoach Lakor, if it's a Dover Hadoima, even though it's not really legitimate. If it looks like it's a Din Derais, it's a Yeshkoach Lakor. So he says, how's like that? In different Masechtos, in the first Perek in Bava Metzia, Tosafot has like that. In Avodah Zarah, Tosafot has. Quite a few places, Tosafot writes that idea.
According to the Rambam, have they all say not to take rule on the first day of the Shofar, on Shabbos or Shofar? Aren't those from the Forish of the Torah.
Yeah, but that's B'shev Altas, so that we learn from the Pasuk Yamin and Smol. Afilo Ayman Shel Smol, even as it's Keneged Din HaTorah. But B'kum B'yasei, we only say Yesh Koach Laka B'kum B'yasei if it's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, that they can't do. But if it's B'shev Altas, then the Gemara says that's acceptable, that is legitimate. If it's only L'hai Rasha, L'migda Milsa, so it's even Muta B'kum B'yasei, that the Gemara says, Bez Makman Shel Shalom and Adin, that Bezdin can give Malkus, and Bezdin can give Nisa, and even Bizman Hazeh, where there's no Bezdin shall smuchem at all, the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch says, the Zayin Tuvi Hoir, have the seven members of the board have the right to administer Nisa or Malkus, if they feel that it's necessary, even though Ritzicha is an Nisa deraisa b'kum b'yasei, and Malkus is an Nisa deraisa b'kum b'yasei, but that's not locha, yeshko achlaka b'kum b'yasei, if it's lohi rosho, the migdanels.
So what's the Gemara's answer according to the
Rambam? What is the answer according to anybody? So the Gemara says, Kodesh b'vi ma'ika. Gemara says, no, still. Shavir abana b'ilos b'ilos no. So what was the answer? What was the answer? So the Gemara says, the Bezin has the power to do afkinu abana l'kiddushin mine. What kind of a din is that? Afkinu abana l'kiddushin mine. What kind of aloha is that? So Rashi quotes a pshat, which he rejects. Afkir Abana Kedushin Minei means, since the Gemara says, Rab Manger Amanda Mikadosh B'Biya, the three way, men atar, there are three ways to do Kedushin. In the case of Shtarabiya and Midabana, they prohibited you from being Mikadosh B'Biya because it's a chutzpah. So whoever is Mikadosh B'Biya, Afkir Abana Kedushin Minei, that's why. So Rashi says that's absolutely not correct. Toiz Gomahu. There is no such thing. That's not true. A man is Mekadosh and Isha B'diya. She is Mekadosh. You Rab Mangin, we give Makas Mardis if one is Mekadosh B'diya, because it's Pitzusa. But we say the Kedushin is Chal. So what does it mean, Afkar Rabban and Kedushin? It means under these circumstances, not that every Mekadosh B'diya, Afkin Rabban, under these circumstances, the rabbis declared that they cancel the marriage. What kind of a din is that? Afkir Rabban and Kedushin Minei. What kind of halacha is that? So the opening Mishnah in Kedushin says, Huisha Niknes, B'Shalvash Brach, B'Kesem, B'Shtar B'Diyah. What do you mean, Niknes? So we said there's a machloikas, there's a concept of Kenyan Mamen and a concept of Kenyan Isser. I own a jacket, I own a handkerchief, so that's a Kenyan Mamen. Then I own Kenyan Isser. If you own an Eved, Kenaini, you have a Kenyan Issa. What's the significance? What's the relevance of the Kenyan Issa? The Gemara says in the first daf in Ha'oril, in Yibamah's daf in Amebeis, that Eved Kenaini cannot become a Munah on the Korban Pesach without authorization of the Yodam. We usually say, what's the Kenyan Issa by Eved Kenaini? If he's an Eved Kenaini Shal Koin, he's Echel Betruma. But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, because in order to become a Munah on the Korban Pesach, he has to have the authorization of the Yodam. So there's a concept of Kenyan Mamen, concept of Kenyan Issa. When a man is married, he doesn't have a Kenyan Mamen on his wife. That's a double portion like that. That's what the Maskilim used to make fun of the rabbis, that you learn how Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Just like the farmer buys a real estate, so too the farmer buys a wife. He goes and he buys a wife. So that's, so Rabbi Hirsch has a whole essay that's not what the rabbis meant, that the husband certainly, a double portion, a husband doesn't have a Kenyan Mamen on his wife. Does he even have a Kenyan Issa on his wife? Do you say the reason why she's not allowed to be Mazan is because the husband has a Kenyan Issa on his wife, and that's what Lysinov stems from that? Or you say, no, the husband doesn't even have a Kenyan Issa either? He neither has a Kenyan Mama nor a Kenyan Issa. We said that's a famous machlekes between Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. Pnei Yeshua says that Ein Kiddushin Tovs Meish Yisish is a Dava Pashut, because she already sold herself to the first husband. Let's say I sold my house to one person, then I sell the same house to another person. I already gave away the house to the first person. Of course I can't sell it to the second customer. So the Pnei Yeshua said that's a Dava Poshet, that Enki Dushin Tos Meishas Ish. She already gave herself over to the first husband. How can she be Mekabel Kedushin from the second husband? She doesn't have the right to sell herself. The Pnei Yeshua is assuming that the marriage is like she sells herself over at Kenyan Issa. And Avnei Miluim disagrees and says against the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the third parak, has to prove not only Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Ba'achoso, the Enkidushin Tosim Bedito, the Emo, all the Chavi Krisis, you have to prove Enkidushin Tosim Meshes Ish also. And it's not a Svara Pshuta that I already sold myself to the first husband. How do I have the right to sell myself to the second husband? Davna Malumi says there's neither Kinyan Mama nor Kinyan Isa in marriage. But nonetheless, the Mishnah uses the verb, Hoisha Niknis. Why is it called Hoisha Niknis? If the Chalois is neither a Kinyan Mama nor a Kinyan Isa, the answer is the Chalois is a Chalois Ishus, not a Chalois Kinyan. But the Maisa is a Maisa Kinyan. Kesef Shtar and Diyah, a role Maisa Kinyanim. It's a Maisa Kinyan that brings about a Chalois Ishus. Doesn't bring about a Chalois Kinyan, doesn't even bring about a Chalois Kinyan Isa, but it's a Maisa Kinyan that brings about Chalois Ishus. So when we have a din of Hefker Bezen Hefker, what does that mean? So we spoke on different occasions that there's a machlokes of Rishainim and it's machlokes the Ktsais and the Nesivas. The Ktsais holds like these Rishainim and like the Beis Yosef, and the Nesivas holds like the other Rishainim. What's the nature of the din of Hefker Bezen Hefker? So the Nesivas holds that Hefker Bezen Hefker simply means just like the owner, if I own the Gemara, I have the ability to be Mafke the Gemara. So Bezen has a right to act as if they own the Gemara. So whatever I can do Bedibur, they can do Bedibur. We consider it Eidon HaMafka Dov Sheinu Shaloi, but Bezen has the right to act as if everything is Shalohem. So to the same extent that I could be Mafka my Gemara Bedibur alone, the Bezen can be Mafka the Gemara. But I myself cannot say, I hereby declare the Gemara should belong to you. I can't accomplish that the Gemara should belong to you just Bedibur. That's the opening line in the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph writes, "Ein amekach nikne bedvar." You cannot transfer ownership or property, whether karka or metalklam, just verbally, just orally, just by saying, "I hereby give you over ownership." According to secular law, it works on metalklam, doesn't work on karka unless he writes a shtar. But according to Halacha, "Ein amekach nikne bedvar." You can't transfer ownership just bedibur alone. So the Nesivus holds the same is true, Hefke Bez Nefke works Menatoira, the Gemara learns that from a Pasik, and the Sugya Pruzbol, and Gittin, Daflam, and Ches, the Gemara learns that Hefke Bez Nefke works Menatoira. So the Nesivus holds like those Achreinim, Hefke Bez Nefke only works Menatoira, Lahafkir. But it Lahaknas Lacherim, that's also Hefke Bez Nefke. That part is only Midirabon. Lahaknas Lacherim, the power of the Bezen cannot exceed the power of the real owner. The owner himself can only be Mafke Bedibur. He can't be Makne Bedibur. So the Bezen has the right to act as if they are the Bailim. They could be Mafke Menatera. They can declare it as ownerless, as if they are the Bailim. There's no Chisorin and Bein on a Mafke, Dovashen Shaloi. Bezen has the right to act as if everything is his. But even the owner himself can't be Makne Lacherim Bedibur. So how can the Bezen accomplish that Menatera? So that's what the Nesivus holds, and half of the Rishonim hold like that. That there is such a din, Hefke Bezna Hefke, Lahaknas Lachem, that part is only Midirabon. And the Ksais disagrees, the Ksais holds like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quoted Rishonim who said like that, and he disagreed. He thinks that Hefke Bezna Hefke works Menatar, even Lahaknas Lachem. So it's not that the Bezin has the power to act as if they owe the Bailim, and just like the Bailim have the ability to be Mafke, so to the Bezin can be Mafke Bedibor. No! Bezin has the ability to declare ownership and non ownership. So that's the Shaila. If one should assume, like the Ktsais, that Hefke Bezen Hefke doesn't mean that just like the Bailim have the ability to be Mafke Bedibur, so too Bezen has the ability to be Mafke Bedibur. But rather means Bezen has the ability to declare ownership and non-ownership, Minatayram. So maybe you can go one step further and learn that that's what it means in the Gemara. Afkina Rabbana Kiddushin Minei is also based on Hefke Bezen. But it's, if you all like the Avnim Eluim, that there's neither a Kinyan Mama nor a Kinyan Issa when a couple is married, the husband doesn't have any Kinyanim on the wife, neither Kinyan Mama nor Kinyan Issa, but it's still the Mishnah Sof Kol Sof does use the Loshon Hoisha Niknes, means that it's a Maisi Kinyan with a Chalois Ishus. So maybe that too is included in Hefke Bezna Hefke. Bezna has the ability to declare Menatera ownership and non-ownership. They can even be Makna Lachere Menatera. And Bezen can declare a Maisa Kinyan as being null and void, even though that's more than the person himself has the ability to do. If I own a Gemara, I can declare it's Hefker. That's all. Can I declare it? I'm going to make a Kinyan, I'm going to say the Kinyan is null and void. What do you mean? A Kinyan is a Kinyan. But nonetheless,
that Bezin has the ability to declare the Maisi Kinyan of the Ishus as null and void. Hefke Bezin Hefke not only says on Mominis, Hefke Bezin Hefke even works over here in Issa the Heta. Why? The Chalois is not a Chalois Kinyan, the Chalois is a Chalois Ishus. But the Maisi Kiddushin is a Maisi Kinyan. That's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon Uisha Niknas. And the series of Mishnayos in the first Perek on Kiddushin goes, which Maisi Kinyan do you do to create Ishus? Which Maisi Kinyan do you do if you want to sell Karka? Which Maisi Kinyan do you use if you want to sell Metaltalim? Which Maisi Kinyan do you use if you want to sell Eved Ivri? And which one if you want to sell Eved Knaini? Which Maisi Kinyan? That's the whole series of all the Mishnayos there. So by parallel, you say, Huisha Niknas, you're using a Maisi Kinyan, and it makes a Chalois Ishus. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, the way it says, Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, so try to use Hefke Bezen Hefke, Kodesh Bebiya, how can you use Hefke Bezen Hefke? The Gemara says, no, even Kiddush Bebiya is also, it's a Maisi Kinyan with a Chalois Ishus. So that because you're using a Maisi Kinyan, we can apply Hefke Bezen Hefke on that also. They have the ability to declare that the Maisi Kinyan in this instance is null and void. Yeah.
Why is Rebbe preferred to say that the Maisi Kinyan is null and void, not that the mafker just the money itself? Why does Rebbe think that makes more that that's better?
No, if he's Mekadosh B'Kesev, so then Tedach the Kodesh B'Kaspa, so you say you mafker the money. Kodesh B'Bia Meikel Ameima. What are you going to be mafker over there? What can you be mafker? So the Gemara answers, nonetheless, I can still apply Hefke Bezen Hefke. Hefke Bezen Hefke on what? What are they being mafke? What? The wife belongs to the husband. It can't be mafke kinyan iser. It can only be mafke kinyan mamon.
The Gemara is saying Hefke Bezen Hefke within Kajur Yemeikul Neymar, but in that maskana it says even there it's Hefke Bezen Hefke.
So that's one way to learn the Gemara's maskana. Nonetheless, even by Kiddush Bia, it can also apply Hefke Bezen Hefke. Why? Because it's a Maisi Kinyan. True, the Chalois is not a Chalois Kinyan, it's a Chalois Ishus, but the Maisa that brought about this Chalois was a Maisi Kinyan. Uisha Niknas, the Mishnah says. So all three casts of Shtar and Bia, all three are a Maisi Kinyan. That's the question, is that really so? Uisha Niknas. Maybe use the verb Niknas because of Kesef and Shtar. Maybe Bia is a Maisi Ishus. I don't know. Is Bia a Maisi Ishus that brings about a Chalois Ishus? Maybe only Kesem Tishtar is a Maisi Kinyan. Maybe Bia is a Maisi Ishus. Who says that that's also a Kinyan? So that's a question. There's the commentary on the side of the Rif on Yevamos says the Nemuka Yosef. Here on Ksubis, who is also. Here it's the Ran. Some Masichtas Nemuka Yosef, some Masichtas Rabbeinu Yonis, and different. So on the side of Yevamos, it's the Nemuka Yosef. So Nemuka Yosef, at the beginning of Perek Cheresh, towards the end of the Masichta, quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that distinguishes between Kiddusha Kesef and Shtar on the one hand and Kiddusha B on the other hand. That a Cheresh is Enishem Me'ebein and Medaber, he's Allah Bardas. So if he's Mekadosh and Isho, it's only Kiddusha and the Rabbanon. The Gemara says that Tikna Kiddusha and the Rabbanon for a Cheresh. For a Shaita, the Gemara says they never made Kiddusha and the Rabbanon because it's just not going to last. Ein onem dorm nochash b'kfif achas. A Shaita is a deranged person, so the marriage is not going to be lasting, so they never made a takana de rabbanon of kiddushin. A cheresh is retarded, so retarded people can live, a retarded person can marry a retarded girl, and a normal person can marry a retarded girl and have a happy marriage. Some people don't want to have a wife who's going to be giving them a daya about how to do things, so they prefer to marry a retarded girl, okay. So they said they made a takana de rabbanon that there's kiddusha cheresh. There's such a thing as kiddusha cheresh. So we assume kiddusha cheresh is always only the rabbanon. So Yerushalmi says not so fast. Kiddusha cheresh is the rabbanon, and therefore you have certain kulas. That's only by kiddusha kesev and kiddusha shtar. By kiddusha bio, there it'll be their isa. Why? Because it's not a maisa kinyan that you should need. Kiddusha kesev and shtar is a isha niknas. That's a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan needs das. But Kiddush Bia is a Maisa Ishus. So the Cheresh understands a little bit. When you do a Maisa Ishus, it creates a Chalois Ishus. Even if you're a Labar Das, you don't need Das. It's a fantastic Kiddush that the Yerushalmi has. The Bishmul quotes this, the Muki Yosef Halacha LaMaisa. The Pashtus says that we really shouldn't accept that that Yerushalmi. That's a pella. Why the Nemuk Yosef? It's a pella. Why the Nemuk Yosef quoted it? And why the Beis Shmuel quoted that Nemuk Yosef halacha l'mais? The Pashtus says that we don't hold like that. Because the Gemara says, the Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichus, the Gemara later in King Subis, Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichus, Leisa B'Tanai. Whenever you have an issue where you cannot appoint a Shliach, so you cannot do it all day Tanai. So the Gemara says, so how can a man make Kiddushe Bia ala Tanai? Kiddushe Kesef, Kiddushe Shtar, you can send a Shliach to do the Kesef or the Shtar. Kiddushe Bia, you can't send a Shliach. You can only do the Kiddushe Bia in person, you can't send a Shliach. So why shouldn't you say a milsa de leisa b'shlichus kedusha bia should be leisa b'tanai? So a man cannot make a man is mekadosh like the bia can't make a tanai. So the Gemara says no, that the iskish havayis lahadadi, just like the halacha says you can make a tanai by kedusha kesef and kedusha shtar. So the halacha says the same. All the three forms of kedushin, havayis means kedushin. All the three forms of kedushin, ahukshu ahadadi. So therefore the Gemara says you can't make a tanai even by kedusha bia. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Pashtus is, that's exactly what it means. Milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai doesn't mean if for some technical reason you can't make a shliach. Taisus explains, if it's just because of a technicality, kiddushit bia, of course he can't send a shliach. He's going to do the bia with his eiver hazachrus, that's like I'll do the bia with my finger. You have to do it with the right person's eiver. If I'm going to send a shliach, it's the wrong person. So that's a technical problem. But al-pidin, maybe that's what the Gemara's answer was. Al-pidin, kiddush bia is called isa b'shlichus. Isa b'shlichus, isa b'tanai. Why? Because it's a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan needs das. You need das bailim. So whenever you're a bailim to appoint a shliach, then you're a bailim to be matala tanai. So that's al-pipashtus, what the Gemara's answer was, what the Bavli answered. Pashtus says that the Bavli, that Bavli is in contradiction to that Yerushalmi that the Nemuk Yosef quoted at the beginning of Perek Cheresh. Nemuk Yosef quoted the Yerushalmi that a Cheresh did Kiddushe Bia, it'll be Kiddush in Deraisa. Pashtus, why? Because Kiddushe Bia is a Maisa Ishus, it's not a Maisa Kinyan, you don't need Das. Pashtus says that the Bavli holds not so. The Bavli holds Iskesh Avais Ladadi, that just like Kiddushe Kesef and Kiddushe Shtar are a Sikinyan, and you need Das, and therefore you are a Bailim to make Al Tanai. So the same is true, Kiddushe Bia also. Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai, that's what they says. Only applies when it's a Chisorin that you can't appoint a Shlich because you don't have a Koyach Bailus. But if you have a Koyach Bailus, just a technicality, why you can't make a Shlich, so then you wouldn't say Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai. Right, that Gemara, I mean, that Gemara also contradicts the Yerushalmi, right? I quoted a Gemara, Iskish Abayis La'Dodi, that contradicts the Yerushalmi. That's an Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph, this Gemara that I'm quoting. How come you can make it tonight, Kiddush Bia Ala tonight? So the Gemara says, because just like Kesef and Shtai can make it tonight, so Kiddush Bia too. So you tell me that the Gemara in the end, Kiddush and Dav Yud, is also contradicts the Yerushalmi, yeah? The Pashtus in the Bavli is that you do need Das for Kiddushi Bia. Against the Yerushalmi. And Kiddushi Cheresh, it would be the Rabbanon even by Kiddushi Bia. Yes. So one could perhaps learn that was the Maskanah Sagma Tenech, the Kaddish Bikaspa. We understand that it makes sense to apply Hefker Bezna Hefker on the cash. What's going to be Kaddish Bibia or Bishtar? Kaddish Bibia or Bishtar? Ma'ika le'meimer, how are you going to explain over there Afkinu? What are you going to say Afkinu? Gemara says no, Kiddushe Bia and Kiddushe Shtar are a Maisa Kinyan. So I can apply the principle of Hefker Bezna Hefker, and that as well. Not only does Bezna have the ability to be Mafker Achefetz Mesuyam, Mafker Karka, to be Mafker Metoplim, Bezna has the ability to declare that a certain Maisa Kinyan was not valid. So it could be that was the Gemara's answer. What does it mean? You can also employ the principle of Hefker Bezna Hefker over here. That's one way to read the Gemara. Another way perhaps to read the Gemara is the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin quotes different biblical expressions for kiddushin. Hariat ishti, hariat arisase, hariat nisuase, hariat salosi. How does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took tzela, he took a rib from Adam Marishan, and he made an intachava. So he said, hariat salosi, hariat negdosi. What is negdosi? Ezrasi. Eselo eze kenegdoi. So you can call a wife negdosi, because eze kenegdoi, you can call a wife ezrasi. So these are all biblical lishanas. What about hariat mukudeshesli? The Gemara says that's a lishna derabban. That's not based on any biblical expression at all. What does it mean? Hariat mukudeshesli. What does it mean? What the wife is hegdish? So the Gemara says just like hegdish has an isa meila, rasa kuli alma kehegdish. So too the eshes ish. There's also a kuli alma kehegdish. Eshes ish is not allowed to be mezanim with anybody. So that's the meaning of the lishan. So the Gemara calls that Hariyah Mekudeshesli is a Lishna de Rabbanon, and that's the meaning. So Rav Yosef Engel and the Yoni HaShas and the Gemara writes, it's a Lishna de Rabbanon. The terminology, the expression was coined by the rabbis, and it means just like Hegdish is also an Issa Moil Behegdish, also Akuli Alma Kehegdish, so to the Issa Reshishish. Reshishish is also Sur Akuli Alma Kehegdish. But the concept is a concept there, I said, that when a boy marries a girl, there is an element of Kedusha that's introduced into their lives that didn't exist before. So there is an agarta in the Gemara in Saita, where the Gemara has like this, an agarta that Ish v'Isha, the word Ish has a letter Yud, and Isha has a letter Hey. So if there's Shalom Bayis, then the Shechina Shrei Benem. If there's no Shalom Bayis, then it's going to be Eish, the Shechina runs away, it's going to be Eish, and it's going to be Machlekes. Yeah, but that's an agarta. Do you have any halachas which seem to indicate that there's an element of Kedusha that's introduced into the marriage? So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out a passage from the Kuzari. The Melech HaKuzarim had this recurrent dream that Kavanoscha Ritzuya Abamasecha Einim Ritzuyim. You have very religious intentions, but you're worshipping wrong religion. So he had the same dream a few times. So he invited a representative of Christianity, representative of Islam, to present what their religion is all about. He writes, originally he wasn't going to invite a rabbi because the Jewish religion was so frowned upon. But then at the end of the day, he invited a rabbi as well. So then he fell in love with the rabbi's presentation of Judaism. He came to the realization that Christianity and Islam, everything is based on Judaism. So he says, so he decided he's going to become Jewish. So the whole book is a historical novel, the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is visualizing what the conversation was probably like. It's based on historical facts that there was the Kuzarim were Jewish, and they had their own government in Russia for many years under the communists. The communists were ruling Russia for quite a while. Many years under the communists, they didn't allow any research, and they said they didn't allow anybody to publish this information. The Russian, the communists didn't want the whole world to know that Russia used to be under the control of the Jews for quite a few years. And after communism collapsed, then they finally published what they knew all along, that there used to be a Melech HaKuzarim who was Jewish, and a whole Medina of Kuzarim, and they were Jewish. They were of the Avodah Zarah also. They were Jewish and they had their own getchkes. They had a lot of funny shtick there. But the Jewish community in Cordova in Spain used to send Rabbanim from time to time, used to correspond with them, they said they communicated with them, and they sent Rabbanim to guide them. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi has this whole agoda, we don't know how much of that is true, the way the king had the dream and so on. So he visualizes the conversation that they had. So the king is asking all about the Jewish religion. So he asks, you people say that you're Orthodox, you observe everything that it says in the Torah, so how come you don't bring the karbanos? It says when a woman is a zava, a man is a zav, he has to bring karbanos. He says, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't bring any karbanos. And then he says, how come when someone is tamei, a man becomes a balkari, a zav, whatever, how come you don't insist that they should go to the mikveh? It says in the Bible you have to go to the mikveh. So the chover, the rabbi, responds, tume is only relevant if you have in yoni kedusha. Tume and kedusha are tarte de sasri. So when you tell me you can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat korbanos, you can't eat trum, you can't eat maaseh sheni, things that have kedusha. We live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Maaseh Sheni, there's no Truma, there's no Karbanah, no Hakrabas Karbanah, so that's why we don't go to Mikveh today. Then he asks, but the wives go to Mikveh, so why do you make your wife go to Mikveh? So the rabbi, the Chavri, answers, no, the wife going to Mikveh has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara, that's Yisavet, that's really a Chiddush. Okay, so that they all quote from the Kuzari. So that line in the Kuzari, he says that Tumah is only relevant with respect to Nyoni Kedusha. Tumah Kedusha Tate Desasri. So the Pasuk says, when an Eish is Ish is Inso, the Pasuk uses the verb Venitmo three times. It says, Venitmo, Echel Abab, Echel Abab, Echel Echuma. Why does it use Venitmo? So that means that Rabbi Yosef Engel explained, based on the Gemara in the first Perek in Soito, he says, Venitmo means that there was a Kedusha of Ishus. Hariyah Mekudesh Esli is a Lishna de Rabbonin. It's not a biblical expression. But the concept that it represents is a biblical concept. When a couple gets married, there is an element of Kedusha in the marriage. And when the woman is Mizana, then they have to get divorced. So that's, we refer to that with the verb Venitmo, that there's a Tatarasasri between Tumah and Kedusha. Because it's Venitmo, that's why they have to get divorced. And it's from there that we learn out the din, that Sofik Tumah Bishut Sayachit. It's Sveika Tomei because it says Venitmo, and the Saita is a Saita Sofik, is only a Sofik. So why do you go to Chumra? Why don't you shtel off the Chazoke, that she's Becheskas Muteris Lebailo? So that's the Gzeris HaKosov, that Sofik Tomei Bishut Sayachit Lechumra. So you see that the Tanoim understood the word Venitmo really Tumah. And Tumah is a Tartar Asasu with Kedusha. And the Gemara has the first parak in Kedusha. And the Gemara asks if a man says, he gives a girl a ring and says, Hare Chetzich Mekudeshes Li, so she's Zaina Mekudeshes. You have to be Mekadesh and Isha, well, I Chatzi Isha. So the Gemara says, but if you're Magdash, you have a Behema as a Karban Oil, a Karban Shlamim, I say Pash to Kedusha Bekula. It's also in the first parak in Temura. He wanted to say the same thing over here by Kedushin. If you're Mekadosh or Chatzi Isha, say Pash to Kedusha Bekula. So what was the Gemara's Havamin? You should say Pash to Kedusha Bekula. So you see that we assume when a couple gets married, there is an element of Kedusha that's introduced into their lives. Then we have a klal. When you want to be Mekadosh, the Beis HaMikdosh, you have to have the Bez Nagorl. We learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makamayin aleph koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Bez Nagorl. You have to have more than Bez Nagorl. You have to Urim V'Tumim in a Kain Gorl, Melech, the Novi, but you have to have part of the stories, you have to have a Bez Nagorl. That's a mission in the first parak in Shavuos. You need Ein Mosif and Aliyah Ba'al Zoros Al Al Pi Bez and Shalshiv Meyachot. Ein Mosif and Aliyah here is the same thing if you want to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim from the outset. Mishnah goes in the first daf in Sanhedrin, you already were Mekadosh Yerushalayim. So if you want to be Mosif Aliyah, a Mosif on the Azaris, you need a Bez and Shalshiv Meyachot. But Uha Dinami, if you want to create Kedushas Yerushalayim and create Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh, you need a Bez and Shalshiv Meyachot. The same thing is probably also, you want to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So originally, Yeshua ben Nun was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, they kibush v'chiluk. Took 7 years, Sheva Shekavshu, and then Sheva Shechilku. At the beginning of the Bai Sheni, the Rambam says they weren't Mekadosh, there was no kibush v'chiluk. How would they Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? Aydei chazoke. So what does that mean? And then the Gemara says, Harbe krachem kavshu alim mitzayim lakosho alim bovo. There were a lot of cities. Krach is a metropolis. There were a lot of big cities. A lot of areas in Eretz Yisrael that the first time around, the days of Yishuv Benon, they were Mekadosh. And the second time around, the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they made a conscious decision, made a political decision not to be Mekadosh all of these areas. The Hinichom, they left them out because there would be an issue with Shemitah. Shemitah was always difficult to observe. So they left out a lot of areas that had Kedusha Rishayna. They didn't want to be Mekadosh, but Kedusha Shnia. So who left out? Whose decision was this? Who made this decision? To be Mekadosh also the second time, and not to be Mekadosh all. So the Meforish on the side of the Rambam in the first page in Hilchas Trumas, when the Rambam says Trumas and Maaseh is only applying Eretz Yisrael min HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael that was Mekudeshes. So who was Mekadosh the second time around? First time was Kibush V'Chiluk. The second time was who did it? So the Meforish writes on the side of the Rambam, the Bezn, which Bezn? The Stamet Bezn HaGadol. So it would appear that the Bezn HaGadol is in charge of creating Kedushas HaMikdosh, creating Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What about Tanakh? Who's in charge of deciding what has Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh? So you see from the Mishnayos in Yodayim, the Tanoim Kisvei HaKodesh HaMetamnes HaYodayim. It's a din mid-rabbanon. If you touch the parchment, or even touch the It's chayma b'sefer Torah. It causes tumas haydam. It's a chumra mid'rabban. So who decided what's in addition to the chamishu chum shetoru? Who decided that you have the right to add on Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, and Yishai, Yirmi, Acheskel? So the Tanoim have this discussion. The Sanhedrin decided which svarim should be included, which should not be included. The last one that was an ongoing debate for years and years was Megillas Esther, when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls in Qumran, so it had only 23. It didn't have Megillas Esther. So they're not sure whether that Kehillah didn't hold that Megillas Esther as part of Kisei HaKodesh, or happened to be out on loan. I have sometimes you have a Shas and you're missing one value. So maybe the Megillas Esther was on loan. They're not sure. How come in the Qumran caves, why didn't they have the Megillas Esther? So why were the Bez Nagodol in charge to make this decision? So apparently that's the authority of the Bez Nagodol is relevant to determine, not just to determine whether it was written in the Kisei HaKodesh. That's a prerequisite. If it wasn't written in the Kisei HaKodesh, it doesn't belong in the Tanakh. But even if it was written in the Kisei HaKodesh, they have to determine, they have to decide that we should incorporate it into the Kisei HaKodesh. It doesn't happen automatically. So it would appear, perhaps, that this is a general sweeping rule, that all in Yoni Kedusha are up to the Bez Nagodol to determine. Bez Nagodol has to determine Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha's Yerushalayim, Kedusha's Harabayis, Hazaris, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara has later in the last perek in Ksubas, Lei Bez Nemasnaleim. The Gemara says, what do you do with the leftover Machzah Shekel money? Everybody gives, all the men give Machzah Shekel, and then they use the Machzah Shekel money for the purpose of purchasing the Karbonis Tzibur, the Tminim Umasof. But then they had fortunes of money, they had leftover money. So what do you do with the Shiori Halishka, the leftover money? The different. What do you mean Shiori? They used to do Trumas, they had big pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, and everybody, all the men would put the Machzah Shekel money. If women wanted to volunteer, they would accept it also. Women were not mechuyev to, but if they wanted to volunteer, they would accept it. And then 3 times a year, the Mishnah says, 2 weeks before Pesach, and 2 weeks before Shavuos, and 2 weeks before Sukkot, that's Befrosa Pesach. Fros means you break the month in half. Aprusa means I break a challah in half. Alafros l'arayv lachmecha. So Befrosa Pesach means a half a month before Pesach, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So they took out money from the Lishka, and they're going to buy karbonas that will be needed for the next 7 weeks. Until 2 weeks before Shavuos. Then they took out the money, Machzah Shekel money, that's called Trumas Halishka. They took out some of the money, left behind most of the money. Then they put a big leather pad on top of the money that was left behind. Then the people donated more money. Then 2 weeks before Shavuos, they took again Trumas Halishka. So there's money left over there. And then they put another leather pad on top. And then they put money in between Shavuos and Sukkot. So then, when it came 2 weeks before Sukkot on Rosh Hashanah, so they would again take, that was the longest span of time, from Sukkot till Pesach is 6 months. The other one is less, from Pesach till Shavuos is only 7 weeks, and from Shavuos till Sukkot is going to be 5.5 months, not going to be 4.5 months, not going to be 6 full months, it's going to be a shorter period of time. So what do they do with all the leftover money? When they took out the first Trumas Halishka, they put a pad. What did they do with the leftover money? Took out the second Trumas Halishka. What did they do the second time, leftover money? The third time. And then after the third Trumas Halishka, people gave more money. So what did they do with all the leftover money? So Gemara in the last, so the Mishnah is in Shkolim. Tell you what they do with the leftover money. The Gemara in the last Perek works on all the details. Perek Shnei Dain Exeris. So the Gemara says, they would give the money to the Malamdim. The Rebbe never made a living. Today, everybody makes a living. But years ago, Malamdin didn't make a living. So they would take the leftover money from the Beis HaMikdash, give it to the Gemara, said, what do you mean? It's Me'ilah B'Hekdash. What right do they have? Then they had special Rabbanim who would teach the Kohanim how to do Kmitzin, how to do Shechita, how to do the Avodas, to have Shiurim, to make sure that the Kohanim are doing the Hakrovas HaKamonis properly. So they used to pay the Malamdin Tinoikas and other things. So the Gemara said, what right did they have to use the money for secular purposes? Isn't it Hekdash? So the Gemara says, Lei Bezen Masna Aleim. Lei Bezen. Bezen has in mind, when everybody gives the money to the Machzah Shekel Pushke, Bezen has in mind, Mutzruchu Hutzruchu, whatever money will be needed for the purpose of purchasing Kabbalah Tzibur should go for that. In Lav, it should be Yotze Lechulam. So Tosis says to Kasha, what do you mean? Why is Bezen the Balabas to decide? If I'm giving money to Machzah Shekel, I was Magdashit. How can Bezin declare that my Machzah Shekel is not Kodesh? So Tosis says, Kol HaMagdish Al Das Bezin Hu Magdish. So Tosis is, what's the word in English? Tosis is paraphrasing. Tosis is paraphrasing the Lashon HaGemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph. Called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanim Mekadesh. Gemara says, whoever is Mekadesh a girl, Adaita Rabbanim Mekadesh. Tosis said, that's why we use the Lashon HaRei Mekadesh Li Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael. What is Mekadesh Moshe V'Yisrael? Adaita the Rabbanim. So they paraphrase the Lashon HaGemara. They say, Kol HaMagdish, whoever donates Machzah Shekel, Al Das Bezin Hu Magdish. Why should it be Al Das Bezin? So it could be that this is a big universal klal, that all in Yoni Kedusha, Kedushas Harabais, and Kedushas Azor, and Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, and Kedushas Machzah Shekel, and Kedushas Kedushin, Ishus Kedushin is also Kedusha. All in Yoni Kedusha are all Al Das Bezin. Bezin are the Balabatim to decide whether the Kedusha should take effect or not. So maybe that's what it means in the Gemara. Maybe it doesn't mean that we're Tenach the Kodesh b'kaspo, we understand Hefke Bezin Hefke. Kodesh b'bimeike le'meimar, so it could be the Gemara answers, even by Kodesh b'bio, it's also Hefke Bezin Hefke. They can't be mafke the chalois. A chalois is a chalois ishus, it's not a chalois kinyan. Not even a chalois kinyan isa. But maybe it means they declare that the kinyan is null and void. Could be that was the answer. Or it could be the answer was, no. Called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbana Mekadesh means that the Bezin HaGadol is in charge of all, Bezin HaGadol is in charge of all in Yoni Kedusha, and if they decide to, just like Kol HaMagdish Al Das Bezin Hu Magdish by the Machzah Shekel, so called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbana Mekadesh also, all in Yoni Kedusha have to have the approval of the Bezin HaGadol, and if they declare it void, so it'll be cancelled. Yeah. If you say it like that, then it shouldn't apply Bezman HaZeh. We don't have a Bezin HaGadol today. So that's what the Rabban writes. The Rabban writes that the few cases, you have less than 10 cases. Rabban. Yeah. The Sefer Rabban. So this really is right that after the war, before the war, he had a big library in Hildesheimer Seminary in Berlin. Then he was in a concentration camp for years, the whole duration of the whole war. After the war, he was stuck there in Switzerland. And he didn't have his full library. So someone told him this, Rabban said, I don't believe it. Send me a Xerox copy. So they made a Xerox copy and they sent him. He said, wow, he's surprised, really. Well, the few cases that it says, Afkin Rabbani Kedusha Minei, here in Yevamis, a few times, five or six cases in Gansan. Five or six cases. So the Rabban says, we have no ability to apply this at all, Bezman HaZeh. Afkin Rabbani Kedusha Minei is only if you have the Bezin HaGadol. Bezman HaZeh is no Bezin HaGadol. They can't apply it all Afkin Rabbani Kedusha Minei. That's usually not assumed to be. And Shulchan Aruch says all these dinim. Shulchan Aruch, they quote this against the Rabban. The Rabban often has startling opinions, not accepted. It's usually assumed in Shulchan Aruch that the few cases that it says in the Gemara Afkin Rabbani Kedusha Minei, we still apply Bezman HaZeh. The Ramah there quotes that there was the Ramah in the Dark Emotion, the bottom of the Tur quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba. I didn't have a chance to find it. The Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rebbe Kiveger is mitzayin to. I think that's the one that he's been signed to. The Rashba has a machlokes harishayin in Bali HaTosfos. Do you have the right to apply Afkinu Rabbanan Kedusha Minei in additional cases, or only in those few cases, less than 10 cases that appear in the Gemara? So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that the practice always was for centuries and centuries. We don't apply Afkinu to additional cases. Only the few cases that appear in the Gemara. The Rabban says even a few cases in the Gemara doesn't apply Bezman HaZeh, because we don't have a Bezin HaGadol. You need Bezin HaGadol for this. But even if you're not like the Rabban, the accepted opinion is that you only apply Afkinu in the few cases that it says in the Gemara. They had carried out in the newspapers that some group of rabbis are convening a Bezdin and they're going to solve all the problems with the Agunas by Afkinu Rabbani Kedusha Minei. But the accepted opinion for centuries has been we only apply Afkinu in these few rare cases that appear in the Gemara, the Kimatanai Ba'onis, and the man grabbed the collar in the Gemara Cheska Sabbatim, very few cases, less than 10 cases. He did not apply to any and every case of an Aguna.
In the Gemara, the person that figures they might even catch someone not on that Sarbanas, Moshe Rabbanas, then they would not apply again.
That's a question. The Tosis in Cheska Batim shows that the Gemara is not so. even if he's beferish, he's doing shelo b'tzon chacham, he's doing something against the wishes of the rabbis, it doesn't matter. The halacha says, kol ha-magdish al bez beznu mamsh, that the power, the bezna ha-gadol has, the way the rabbonics understood it, bezna ha-gadol has the power to determine inyoni kedusha. And marriage has an element of inyoni kedusha.
Maybe the Rishonim are much more like this Raman, because the Gemara here, Dafka has a case of he sent her a get, and that was the motivation for the Afkinu. And the Gemara Chesed Abatim was, who asked us Shul Kilgan, so we don't, we do the Shul Kilgan, but otherwise, without any other Mechreya, we're not going to pull an Afkinu. We can't. We shouldn't say Dafka when there's a get, or Shas Shul Kilgan, but very right. Like, in a case, we can't do that.
Right, that was the majority opinion, that only in these few rare cases in the Gemara do you apply Afkinu. You don't apply it to other cases of Igun.
Yeah, you say this like it's almost like a Tanai, and you made a Kiddushin, it's like a Tanai that if you fulfill this condition that the Rabbanan, then the Kiddushin will be topic, otherwise it's no good.
That's Amrish, that's what some Achrayim understand, that whenever a man says, Arei Mekudesh Es Likadas Moshe of Israel, it means Allah Tanai, Im Yaskimu HaBezen. Then they get involved, if so, Amanashi Yirtza Abba. Let's say a boy gives a ring to a girl, Harei Mekudesh Es Li, Almanas, on the condition that your father approves of the Shidduch. If he doesn't approve, not. So the Gemara gets involved. That should be an issue of Brera. So they ask, this should also be an issue of Brera. How can you ever say, Afkenu Abani Kedushin Minei? Because it's called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbanan Kedushin is considered as if he made a Kedushin ala Tanai, al Menashe Yaskimu HaChachamim, al Menashe Yirtza Abba. So shouldn't that be an issue of Brera? So the Pashta says that it's not that every marriage is considered as if he said ala Tanai. The Taisus and Cheska Batim said, even if he does Shalok HaHogan, he's not listening to the Chachamim at all. The Bezin still has the authority to declare his Kiddushin null and void, either based on Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, or based on Kol HaMagdish, all the Inyoni Kiddushin have to go through Bezin. It's not really that it's a Kiddushin null and void.
Doesn't Tosin Bo Bash say that it's Vegan in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
So maybe this Afghanistan does, or Rash sounds like we're
still off tonight,
no?
I don't know if he really meant it. I don't think so, yeah.
This one
Afghan
works just like
you find
a Mishnah condition that says
Amarash Yirtzaba. Yeah. Okay. The Ritva is known for his melitzas. He has very good melitzas. I don't know if he meant that you should take it literally. I don't know. The Ritva has a beautiful style of writing. That's why, and the old Ritva is my father, Zechon Lebracha, and his library, an old Ritva from Europe. So on the first page, they wrote, his name was Rabbeinu Yontav. So there are kol mokhim shadvar magirim sots of a simcha v'yontav la'ihudim, because he writes in such a cheerful style. The Rashbo has a boring style, but the Ritva has a very cheerful style, lebedik frel. So a lot of times the Ritva had uses melitzas. You have to, I don't know if he really means it literally, that it's amanashi yirtza abba, same as over there. So this is an issue. This is an issue. Afkin Rabbanan, the accepted opinion, it only applies in the rare cases that appear in the Gemara, that's all. And then, even those cases, the Rabban thinks that it doesn't apply Bizman as that, because we don't have a Beznago. You have to have a Beznago. And even if you would say, it's based on Hefke Bezna Hefke, and you don't need a Beznago to make Hefke Bezna. It's not that the Mafke the Chalois. Issues, the chalois issues, is not a chalois kinyan, it's a chalois issues. But they declare the maisi kinyan as null and void. Even if say it's based on hefker, bezna hefker, what are you going to say? Any Tom, Dick, and Harry have the ability to be mafker, mammon. The Gemara says it's based on called the mekadesh adaita the rabbanu mekadesh. So I could understand if the chief rabbi of Israel would say, I want to be mafkia. If you would hold Afkinu applies in additional cases, like the other Rishon, I can imagine if we'd have a chief rabbi in America. Chief rabbi of America, the chief rabbi of New York used to be Rabbi R.J.J. Rabbi Anke Yes was originally chosen as the chief rabbi of New York. So I would understand whoever gets married in New York, Adait of the chief rabbi. Or people today in Eretz Yisrael, Aldas, the chief rabbi. But you get Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry. No one ever heard of them. What do you mean? These three rabbis. People have them in mind. That's called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan. Adaita Rabbanan means chief rabbi, someone, a prominent figure. Not a shmo, not a nobody. It's a joke. Even if you don't need a Beznagol, but you need rabbis that it's shaykh to say called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabban Mekadosh, but you had them in mind. But this is the famous Gemara.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi's shot is correct that the Mafkiya, the Kedusha, so then the Gemara sounds like that the Kedusha is being Nagar Lamafraya.
Yes.
So why is that to be, why is the Okar Lamafraya instead of them doing Mikhanu Lab?
Yeah, Rashi keeps on saying it's Nagar Lamafraya.
The Gemara sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. They can't declare that the kinyan is not is canceled. There is no kinyan moment. It's not a kinyan iser either. It's a chalois ishus. It's not a chalois moment. So if you want to apply hefke bezn, it means we're mafke the kinyan. We declare the kinyan was null and void.
On the kedusha, also not.
I don't think so. Let's say the machzah shekel, all the money left over from the machzah shekel. So the Gemara says leid bezn masne. It's if the mezen made a tanai at the time that the person donated the machzah shekel when he put it into the pushkin. Hutzruchu, whatever money will be needed for the purpose of purchasing the kabbanis sibur should become kodesh and alav. It should not become kodesh. The pashtus says in that gemara is also that only noni kedusha depend on the bezen agodol at the time of the hakdosha. Where is that tesis? I forgot to read it. It's on the base, I think, in the last pairing. Chuvav on the base. The first tesis, yeah. Hey, Magdishim Ladaz Bezn, right. That's the top tesis on Chuvav on the base. That there is something called a magdish al das bezno magdish, paraphrasing Agamemnon, called the Mekadosh al daita rabban Mekadosh. Yeah. Yeah, this is a very famous gemara.
Does the rabban have a problem with kiddush chodesh by working every month without a base synagogue?
Kiddush chodesh is a major problem that's discussed by the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Right, the Rambam writes that there's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, and the Sefer Mitzvah doesn't write. Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh that there's Alocha L'Moshe Mitzinai that Bizman that there's Bez Nagodol they should oversee the Kiddush HaChodesh and Libra Hashanah. And when there's no Bez Nagodol, then it becomes Kiddush Al Pi Acheshbon. So the Rambam says, I never heard of this Alocha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Well, they kept it a secret for me. He writes, I'm a little familiar with Talmud. Have a little knowledge of Talmud, he writes. And he said, I never heard of this. Well, they kept it a secret. So the Brisker Rav said, yes. That's when the Gemara talks about Sod Ho'ibur. And he quotes Rabbeinu Hanan. Sod Ho'ibur means this was the secret. There was man that there's no Bez Nagodol. They didn't want the Romans to know about it. But they kept it such a deep, dark secret that Ramban never heard of it either. The Rambam quotes from the Tshuva Sagayim like that. There was such a Sod Ho'ibur, there was a secret. There was man that is not Bez Nagodol, so the Yamim Toivim, the Rosh Chodashim, and so on, roll on based on the Cheshbon. The Ramban says he never heard of such a thing. He says, no. He says, the din is Atem Afilu Mizidin. Atem, Bezin has the right to declare Rosh Chodesh, even if it doesn't correspond to when it should really be. Provided every month has either 29 or 30 days, and any given year has either 12 months or 30 months. You can't make a year. You can't make a month with 35 days, and you can't make a month with 25 days. It has to either 29 or 30 days, and you can't have a year that has 11 months or 15 months. It's either 12 months or 13 months. But within that range, the Bezna has a right to declare Shana Moberes or Rosh Chodesh and so on. So the Ramban says that Hillel Hasheni, he writes Hillel Hasheni, was the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, maybe the grandson, whatever, around that time. Hillel HaSheni saw that the years are going to come, we're going to be in for a long, long galus, and the Romans are persecuting the Jews, they don't let them confer smicha, and that we won't be able to declare Rosh Chodesh. So Hillel HaSheni was mekadosh all the Rosh Chodesh and Adias HaGol, till Moshiach comes, and he was ma'abar all the shonim. He declared everything, the whole system that we have, he declared everything. When Moshiach will come, then Moshiach will have to start being mekadosh mekan al haba on his own. But everything the Ramban claims, all the Rosh Chodoshim were all declared already by Hillel HaSheni. And the Rambam holds now that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that it's a different system. Hillel Hasheni didn't declare anything. That whole system that we have, that's Allah HaMashe M'Sinai. That's the question, what does it mean? It happens by itself, it becomes Rosh Chodesh by itself. Well, the Rambam sounds like he says that our observance of Rosh Chodesh, our reciting Chatzihal, and our reciting Yalav Yavai, and our benching Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos before, we make it into Rosh Chodesh. That's how the Rambam sounds like. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today, in the days of the Rambam, there weren't so many rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, there was nobody there, just 10 Jewish farmers. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the Klal Yisrael, and they're the ones that make it into Rosh Chodesh. By their observance of the day, yeah. But everybody agrees Rosh Chodesh is the Reis of his manas. No one's going to say Rosh Chodesh is the Rabbanon, all the Yom Tov of the Rabbanon, that we all agree. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here, yeah.
The way this answers Oker Dovim and Torah is that basically the person had in mind that their Rabbanon would decide.
Even if he didn't have a mind, that Tosfos Hilchos Kabbalah, even if he's doing Shelo Ratzon Chacham, it's clear that he doesn't care what the rabbis have to say. Still, the Beis Din has the ability to cancel his marriage.
How does that address Oker Dovim?
So either the Beis Din changes. Hefka Bezna Hefka, they change a lot of dinim and dinim amenis. It's like Sigzel, I'm going to demand of you the money, and Bezna is going to give me your money. But Menatar, it's your money, I have no right to take it. Why isn't that Oikah Dov Menatar? So the Gemara answers in Yavamis, and that's Sugya. If they caught Lach of the Kumbi, I'll say, so they say Hefka Bezna Hefka makes it that it's not a violation of Les Sigzel. The same over here. Either we're employing Hefka Bezna Hefka on the Maisa Kinyan of the cast of Shtaribia, or we're employing the other cloud, that Bezna has the right to declare Kedusha and non-Kedusha. So they declared that the Kedusha over here is null and void. That there never was any Kedusha in this marriage. Mele, the marriage never got off the ground. The two ways to learn the Maskana, yeah. So that's not a violation of Ein Kach Laka, before we are saying. Tomorrow we should learn the Tosfos Hikah D'Amri. How do we pass on the Halacha?